How do you keep up to date with industry software and services? With interviews and demonstrations to keep you informed and up to date, here is a great investment of your time. So be sure to catch every episode of the TechSplain series. And remember to hit like and subscribe. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TechSplain series. As property managers, people think our life is just set up a property, take bookings from Airbnb and count the money. But there are so many hats to be worn as a property manager. While we're in front of computers, sorting bookings, marketing, looking after owners and the like, there's the cleaning and maintenance that happens on site. And there's the coordination of all of it that has to happen too. Wouldn't it be great to have a PA stay on top of everything, reporting and coordinating on everything that's happening on site, on one dashboard, to keep you completely in control and up to date? Today's interview is a catch-up to learn all the new things on offer since our last interview in February 2022. Today, let's meet your property PA, also known as Breezeway. And now I'd like to welcome back the lovely Corinne.
Hi.
Hello, Corinne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Very well. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been over 2 years. I can't.
Oh my gosh. So wild.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Anyway, we have a lot to cover. Now that I've done my homework about Breezeway, we have a lot to cover. So we're going to go straight into it. The usual question in one sentence, and it can be a long one. I think you might need one. In one sentence, what does Breezeway do?
Oh man. All right. Ready? It's going to be long. So we have been busy since we last talked. We are a property operations and guest experience platform that has really been built to help hospitality operators deliver a great experience at the properties that they manage, whether they're individual homeowners, whether they're managing hundreds of properties. We want you to be able to easily clean, service, and provide a great experience for your guests.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. I am interested in using Breezeway. What does it look like and what does it offer me as a property manager? If we can go to the share screen now and let's have a look.
Absolutely. So I think it's really important. It's really important before we jump into this to just sort of talk about, you know, we have a whole suite of products and we'll talk about those here as we're looking at the account. When we started the product, Deborah, we offered an operations platform, and that is still our core offering, right? Helping our clients schedule, coordinate, and execute on cleanings, inspections, and maintenance. But since then, we've continued to expand that product offering. We launched a guest messaging product, and then continued to build out that functionality for a while. And then last year, we added two new products, which was a guest book, essentially called Guide, a welcome book, and then also another product called Assist. And so what we're going to look at today, we'll look at the whole suite of products, but you know, you can sort of mix and match and pick what makes sense for your business and what you really need.
Okay, that's great. Pick and mix.
Yeah, it's an a la carte, if you will.
Yeah.
So what you're looking at here is actually our property schedule. So, you know, whether you have one property or hundreds of properties, you are actually going to come in and land on your property schedule. So we are integrated with, at last count, it was close to 50 PMS companies, which means that as you're taking your reservations and your bookings in your PMS, those are automatically flowing into Breezeway. And then you're setting up workflows in our platform based off of the work you need to schedule to actually turn those properties over. So we've got really robust rules essentially that allow you to say, if it is a guest stay at a property that meets this criteria, schedule these templates. Or if a reservation is for more than 10 days, on the seventh day, as you'll see here, schedule a mid-stay refresh. So you essentially can come in and build out the workflows that match what you need to do for your business, and have those automatically applied as those reservations are coming in from your PMS.
So when you say automatically applied, so that person that's staying 10 days,
If you're going to allocate a 7-day clean automatically, does that mean the guest gets an email saying, we're going to offer you a mid-stay clean, and the cleaner gets an email saying, you've got to go and clean on this day? Is that what you mean?
So the guest isn't getting that. So that would, the cleaner would get a notification. And I want to clarify, there's a couple of ways to do that. So let's actually look at this in this scenario, at this 2 Beach Lane property. Yeah. We've got this reservation that Shane is at. Based off of the rules that exist, and we can actually come down here and we'll look in. Oh, not being okay. Apparently I cannot get into this. We'll just go right into the settings here. My mouse was being a little funky. And we go in and we'll just create a workflow here based off of our reservations. I can say for all of my guest days, and I can add filters if I want to do it just a guest or just an owner. I can add filters to say if the stay is greater than, less than, equal to, whatever I want that to be. But let's say I want my guest days to be greater than 10 days. And again, we can make these, you can have as many of these rules as you want, but, we're talking about mid-stay cleans, but you could also say, you know, I want to schedule something if it has a hot tub or if it's pet friendly or whatever the situation is. So you can have different, you know, tasks scheduled, but in that scenario where we were talking about, mid-stay cleans. So if a stay is greater than 10 days, I could say, I want to schedule a mid-stay clean. And I've actually done this on the reservation. I actually should have gone in and done it on occupancy, but you get the idea. I want to come in and I want to schedule that mid-stay clean. That would automatically schedule. Now, then I could come in and I could have, that would automatically go into and be scheduled on my calendar. If I had a default cleaner set up for that property, it would automatically notify my cleaner of that job. So we're working not in this scenario with the guest, but with your internal team or your service partner teams. Mm-hmm. So that's how that would work. If you don't have default cleaners, we would just place that job on the calendar and then you would be able to sign it out as you need to. That's how that would work. Now, certainly if it's not something that you automatically are scheduling and you needed to schedule it manually, let's say that the guest asked for a mid-stay clean, you would have the ability on that schedule to come in and just say, this guest has asked for a mid-stay clean and I need to come in and schedule my mid-stay clean and assign it to, in this case, Shane is the default cleaner. I need to assign it to him and I can go ahead and do that. When I create it, Shane is going to get an automatic notification that he's got a clean on Saturday at this property. And he's getting the notifications via text, email, or push, depending on what his preferences are.
Yeah, great. Okay. So you upload all of your cleaners into this and then you can allocate to the cleaners, the pool cleaner, the gardener, anything to do with maintenance, you can input all of your stuff, your team in there. So you can,
absolutely. You can easily add people into the platform. And what's nice is if you're in a destination where there are many property managers and perhaps these are not employees, they're third party service providers that maybe work across multiple companies, they can actually use the same email account and the same, essentially the same Breezeway account to receive work from multiple companies. So they're not managing, jobs from you, jobs from me, jobs from John down the street, in different systems or different ways. They're receiving everything into one account. And then they're seeing that all on a task list.
That's great. Yeah, it's really good.
But it's super easy. You can add, all you're doing is essentially adding people. You can give people different user roles. You can also give them different permissions. So let's say that you're a property manager who operates out of 2 different markets. And you are adding an internal employee that only needs to access a particular set of those properties. We have what we call groups, and you can give a user just access to one group of properties.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. So that's cleaning.
Yeah. And it's the same for inspections, right? So you're going to assign, you can set up those workflows to have a clean, an inspection, a maintenance task, whatever it needs to be. And when you're scheduling that work, one of the things that's very, very cool, it's one of the core pieces of how we built the product. But when we built it, we built it off of this concept of checklists, right, or templates, but we built it off of, and this is something that's still the same if you watch our interview from a few years ago, these tailored checklists. So many people, you know, were historically using those paper checklists, and it was like, here's my 30 things that I need to do. But not at, we know, right, the uniqueness and what makes our industry so special is that not all of these houses are the same. And so I'm giving you this paper and I'm saying, I want you to be accountable to do this work and clean this home or inspect this home, but I'm giving you the same paper for 10 houses. And so it makes that accountability piece a little less important because it's not, I'm not actually asking you to tell me anything about this house. So these checklists and these templates that we've built actually allows you as the manager to say, here's what I want you to do on an arrival clean. But the first time you go into the arrival clean at property A, I'm creating a tailored sort of profile of that home. And when I go to property B, a tailored profile of that home. And so every subsequent visit to that house, what I'm as the cleaner or the inspector seeing is unique to that particular property. And so all of a sudden, this template, right? This template is the piece of paper, but what the user sees and what the user actually completes on their mobile device is special to that house and it's tailored. And so that accountability piece takes that notch, that takes that step up. And all of a sudden, it's, oh, this house, this bathroom doesn't have a shower. So I'm not being asked to clean a shower that doesn't exist or something like that. And so as a manager, it's scalable. Because I'm only being asked to keep up this one checklist. So if all of a sudden all of my homes put in, you know, a fire pit, for instance, right? I can come in here and I can say, let's add a fire pit, and here's what I want you to do at the fire pit. And that crosses all of the homes. And if one of those homeowners hasn't invested in a fire pit, well, I can say that's not relevant there.
Fantastic.
And then on the flip side, I can go in and say, well, this homeowner has invested in a hot tub. And so this is special at that home. So you can sort of take away what doesn't apply and add special things that do apply.
Fantastic. Tailoring the arrival clean checklist. And I did see that not only is it a checklist, but you can actually provide photos of the finished product. How do you want your property staged at the end of that clean? I think that's so important.
100%. Yeah, you can do it in a couple of ways. So if it's standard across, like this is our brand of how we fold the towels, how we place the remotes in the living room, right? You can at that requirement level upload a reference photo, right? And that's on your master checklist. If it's at the property level per se, I can go in and again through our integrations with the PMS companies, we're pulling a lot of those photos. But if it is if it's specific to that, so if it, it so through the PMS integrations, we're pulling a lot of those photos, and then you can actually come in and allocate those to the particular rooms and bedrooms, right? And I, you know, I was just actually filling something out before we got on this phone call for a discussion that we're doing in a couple of weeks. And you know, this is a huge training opportunity for new people on your team, right? Those new people don't understand or know all of these homes. As a property manager or as an owner rep, you are intimately familiar with these homes. You know that Sally and John just invested in this new couch, and it's really important to them that the pillows are in this particular way, arranged in this particular way. But I, as a cleaner, am in 30 houses a weekend, and I don't know that. And so that's not going to be something that's going to be top of mind for me. And you know, again, especially if you don't have designated cleaners for every home, which not everyone has. And so, you know, being able to take those photos that are in your PMS or You know, if a homeowner uploads or adds something, you can come in and add additional photos directly here into BreezeWay. But you're being able to take those photos, put them in here, and then those things are going to actually display in the mobile app to your cleaner so that they can track that. Being able to add information in here like sensitive notes, brands, models, serial numbers. If that information is important to you, specifically around things like appliances, air conditioners, HVAC, if that information is something that's helpful, dishwashers, ovens, fridges, those things, you know, they break down a lot. If you can save a trip visit out to a property by capturing that and having it stored in here, hugely beneficial. So you can have all that information in here and then it's available to your team. But even more than that, and Deborah, maybe where you were going with that is, you know, being able to add those special requirements to say, hey, when we go to this house, this is really important. And we all have those homeowners, you all as property managers, right, have those homeowners who have those things that only they care about, right? I remember listening to clients say, there were nesting dolls on the shelves that I didn't even know they cared about. And they freaked out when they were gone. Or, there's a dog that has to be on the stuffed dog that has to be on the couch or whatever it is. Right. And you can come in and you can actually say, I have this thing that only applies when it's an owner arrival, right? Only when it's an owner arrival does this matter. A guest doesn't care about this thing. But you can come in and you can say these things are important in this scenario. And then again, that surfaces on the phone to your cleaner, to your inspector when they're there and they're going to see that. So, yeah. We really are trying to make it easy for your team in the field to have the information that they need so that they can be effective when they're in the property, which ultimately just makes everybody's job easier. It makes the guest experience better. It makes your brand, stand out more, and it makes the homeowner more satisfied with the service and happier with the decision to work with you.
Yeah, I love the fact that you take down the details of appliances, because you're right. If something happens and you need to replace it, you don't have to go there, check the details, take a measurement or something like that. It's great to have that on record. Now, the other, I have two more questions about this. So I think one of the things you can ask, I don't know if it's a requirement, is that the cleaners take photos when they're finished. Is that requirement? Or is it just a optional thing?
It's optional when you set up your template. So you can see in this scenario, right? They've said, make sure that you clean the outdoor pizza oven.
Oops. Yeah.
And then you've required a photo. So you have the ability to do that. It's also, you'll notice, and this is the same, this is just an extension of our checklist, you set our checklists up.
Yeah.
But you also have a photo requirement.
Right.
The type of checklist item. So you could say, I want you to do it and I want you to require a photo, or I just want you to take a picture of the cleaned living room.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just a requirement.
Okay.
You have either the photo requirement, or you can have a different type of requirement and also require a photo.
Yeah. Okay. Now I can see a word there that leads to my next question. Is there capability in here that if a cleaner sees damage, that they can log it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's done on our mobile app. And so if the cleaner is in the mobile app, let's see here. Hold on. How am I going to do this most effectively?
Sorry if it's on the app.
No, it's good.
So I just thought condition might be something where, is that
you absolutely can do it. Let me just, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to share my, I'm going to stop this share. I'm going to share my, let me just change one. Let me move one thing in here. Let me just move a couple things on my desktop. And then I'm going to just share my whole screen here. Just share my desktop. And then I'm going to move my phone over to the desktop.
You can move the phone? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now, okay. I'm going to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you could see it. Okay, good. You can see my phone?
Yep.
All right. Don't judge me because this task is overdue. But here's how it works, right? So, oh God, it's way overdue. I didn't even know this job was started. That's okay. So I'm in this job. I'm not a very good employee, apparently, but I'm in this task. I'm doing my job and I go in and here you can see, here's my property specific requirements. And actually, I'm glad that you asked this because you'll also see translate this section to Spanish. Oh. So the mobile app, while we're in it, also has two ways to, before I answer that other question, let me just show you. We've got down here in our lab sections, we've got translation. So I can translate this. I can have the app translated to my preferred language. So obviously not everybody is, you know, English is my first language, but certainly not going to be everybody's. So yeah. I've got it set up to Spanish. So if I hit that button, it's actually going to take all of my requirements and translate those over to Spanish. There's also the option to localize my app. And there's localization, I believe it's in 10 languages right now, where the entire app can be translated into a different language. Mm-hmm. So I've got just our translation for our requirements. And again, I can do those here, but you can localize the app. So mm-hmm. if your team is not, you know, English speaking, your whole app can be translated to another language. Mm-hmm. But if we're going through and I'm saying, okay, I'm in the first floor kitchen, here's where I can see those photographs of the kitchen. Here's where I can see any notes or additional information. Here I can see that there is an open maintenance issue where somebody has said that we needed new silverware holders, or I can see that I need to report another issue in this kitchen. Mm-hmm. So I can simply report an issue. I can say exactly what's happening. I can say that we need new handle on the cabinet by the fridge, and then I can, you know, say it's hanging off,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is. I can add an attachment, which is going to allow me to potentially take a photograph,
mm-hmm.
right? I can go ahead and take that, and I can report that. When I report this issue, what's happening is it's actually sending an email, a text, whatever, you know, whatever the notification preferences have been to the supervisor of maintenance at this company and saying, hey, a new issue has been reported at this property. Here it is. And then that person can take the appropriate steps to triage that, dispatch it, get it done and set out to the appropriate folks on the team.
Mm-hmm. And okay, oh, we're going to start talking about guest messaging. I'm just thinking, in case there's an emergency with a guest, let's say the guest messages saying about a leaky dishwasher. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we'll save that one for guest messaging because I'm not sure how the guest messages you yet. But let's talk about that when we hit guest messaging. So was there anything left with cleaning?
I would just say, the only other two things, I'm in a different account than the one I just showed you my mobile app for, but I do want to just also show you, the dashboard, because this is sort of our bird's eye view of what is happening at your company, right? It's showing you everything that's sort of going on, both from a reservation, a job standpoint, readiness of the property, comments of the property. Here's an issue that's been reported. And so I can see that there's a broken sliding glass door here. We've provided information around gap nights. But I love this piece of it. And this is why I wanted to also show this to you, which is a map view, which is really powerful on those busy turn days when you get that last minute reservation and you're like, crap, the house is not inspected, or there's an urgent maintenance issue that comes in and you're like, who's close, right? Who can I send to that property? I can see here's Mason. He's at this place doing a departure clean. Where, you know, how quickly can he get to the next property? Here's Shane. And so we can actually see Mason's in doing this departure clean. He's been in there for 17 minutes at 3 Stony Brook or Stony Brook.
Fantastic.
So, and this is tracking off the GPS. Big concern for folks, right, is, well, I don't want, my team doesn't want me to know where they're at all the time. We're only pinging the GPS when you're starting or completing, and I believe reporting issues. So we're not pinging you, you know, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, when you're out having a good time with your friends, right? It's not how it works. It's just when you're actively using the app.
Yeah, yeah. This is great because we've all had that hair-raising moment when we need the cleaners and we don't know where they are and how long they're going to be, and it's Christmas Eve.
Exactly. And this is also really good visibility for your front desk, for your concierge, for whomever is actually guest-facing when that guest calls, because we've also all had that conversation where, hey, I'm here, it's 11 o'clock, can I get into my property? And it's like, well, check-in is at 4. And I've been in offices, and I always love retelling this story, which is I was in an office talking to a GM, and I heard the woman on the phone say, oh, I can see it looks like the inspector just got to your property. They're probably going to be there for about 45 minutes. And I happened to look over on her computer, and she had this view pulled up, and it was so cool to see that she was actually using this. And she was using this little number over here, which said, this is a 2.5 hour clean. They've been there for 17 minutes. This property's not going to be ready for at least another 2.5 hours, right?
That's great. So you don't even need to make a phone call.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And then what I can do, And then what I can do is I can go into this note and I can say, hey, Mason. Well, and you can see, Mason, hurry up. Guest is in town and anxious to get into the house, right?
Yeah.
So I can say this to Mason, or well, I'm logged in as Matt, but Matt can say this to Mason, and Mason's going to get a notification that's letting him know. Or same thing, right? If somebody hasn't prioritized a property, but you know the guest is in house, maybe you can say, hey, I know you have 3 properties that you're going to, they're all in a condo building, they're all equally as important, prioritize this one over the other two because, you know, we've got an anxious guest in house, right? So you now create this internal communication that you wouldn't otherwise have, or that goes offline. And then, you know, everybody has that visibility into it.
Incredible. You know, when in my intro, I said about a PA. This is not like having a PA. This is almost like air traffic control. Mm-hmm. You really got such a detailed view, and you're able to communicate with every aspect, every person involved in this.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, you know, it's come a long way. I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been interviewing for some open positions, and I, you know, I get the question a lot of like, why do you love working at Breezeway? Like what, you know, what makes you excited about being there? And I, you know, I can honestly say that, like, I love that we've, you know, continued to invest in the product, but we've done it in a way that has been at what we know our clients need and what's going to help them be successful. And so much of what we've built has come at recommendations from clients, right? And so these improvements that you've seen since we talked years ago, many, many, many of them have been feedback from our clients about what would make them more successful. And that is, it's really powerful to know that, like, you know, a lot of what we've been able to add is directly benefiting folks on a daily basis. So
yeah, that's great. Yep. Really good.
And there's a lot more we could go into. I mean, we added inventory and supplies and so many more things. But I know we have a lot of other stuff we can also cover.
Yeah. So let's go to guest messaging. That's a new one since the last interview. What's the guest messaging all about?
Oh, the guest messaging is amazing. So guest messaging is, it's two-way texting. So we essentially, we grab a local phone number for you. And this is essentially going to get rid of you having to give your phone number to guests. But even better than that, it essentially allows you to distribute the workload across the entire team. So you can say, when you go into that manage people area, right, you can say, hey, I don't want everyone on my team to have access to messaging, but I want certain people to have access to messaging. Yeah. So not, you know, not all of your housekeeping supervisors or whomever are going to need that. But basically, when you're in here, you have the ability for guests to message. You can set up automated messaging, and there's a separate mobile app for this. So your team can have a mobile app on their phone. So again, there could be six people that have guest messaging access. And when a guest message, you can set automated messages, and those automated messages can be whatever you want them to be. Again, very similar to how we talked about the scheduling. What is your message? We've got a ton of tokens that you can leverage around property and reservation information, check-in, check-out, date, time, property address. In certain instances, we have guest access codes for doors, et cetera. We've also got, these are just saved templates that you can put in here, but we've got a ton of filters, right? So we can use groups, buildings, tags, and then you can say, okay, I want to send this message on check-in, on check-out. I want to send it when the property is ready. I want it to be repeating. So oftentimes we find people sending probably consistently 4 to 5 messages to guests. We typically see you sending a message. We don't, most of our clients, and I want to be very clear because there's often a question around, well, when should I start using Breezeway messaging? You know, I want to send them a message at booking. Most of our clients don't use our messaging platform for that message that goes out of booking, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, a lot of them will continue to use that out of their PMS. This is typically around like stay communication. So this communication typically happens a week or so before the guest arrives. So typically this is, we're so excited for you, you know, to be, you know, to arrive at your property. So this is usually happening about a week before. So they're usually getting like a pre-arrival message, reminder on check-in time, address, directions, all that good stuff. Mm. Then they're usually getting a message like the night of or the day after arrival, make sure you got in, make sure that everything meets your needs. This is replacing that call that so many people were doing to make sure that everything works. This is that ask, is everything working? Tell me if something's broken. Tell me if you're upset about something. Don't leave me a negative review after you left because something wasn't working. This is your chance as a guest to tell me that you have an issue, right? It's also an opportunity to just have a touch point to make sure that they had no issues with arrival. And then we also see a lot of people sending a message pre-departure, reminder about checkout time, checkout instructions, all of that stuff. But one thing that we have in here, and I'll talk about this in just a second, is also we've encouraged people to tell them when they're checking out through just a text. And I'm going to give you a stat, which I don't know if you've heard this stat from us at least, but I think your mind's going to be blown with it when I tell it to you. And then obviously like a checkout soliciting guest review. After the guests depart. So those are the like top four, like common ones. Sometimes people send another message like a week later, reminding, you know, encouraging them to book again. But most of the time it's those like four kind of standard messages, but you can set them up however you want. You can have them automated to go out. And then they're going out just in it consistently to your guests. Yeah. They go out from your number, they come in, the guests can come back and they can respond. You have all of your, you can have all of your interactions in here. And they're all here, which is fantastic. So when when the guest responds, we know where that guest is. And so if they have an issue, we can just automatically create that issue right in here. And then if the guest wants to be kept up to date about the issue they've reported, we can also send them updates as that maintenance issue is being addressed. Your issue's been scheduled, your issue's been started, your issue's been completed. Yeah. So, you know, again, it's taking that manual piece off of the team member to communicate that. Not all guests want that, but some of them do, right?
Yeah. This is incredible because one of my questions was going to be, how do you fit in then with the communication that's coming out of your PMS? But the PMS usually is like, you know, here's your arrival instructions and send us your review. Yeah. Maybe one the next day, you know, how was your stay? But the during stay is ideally a text, not too many, but a text.
And that's why it made sense. That's why we felt it made sense for us to offer this because once you get to the property, most of the interactions you're going to have with the property manager are operational. Yeah. And so it's not tied to the system that you're using to run your operations. You're essentially saying, okay, I'm going to put this in my PMS. I got to take it out of my PMS to then put it back into the system that I'm going to assign and dispatch the work from.
Yeah.
And you're creating, you know, then you're creating this, like, you know, not continuous flow. And so if the issues are coming right in here, we can very quickly dispatch that out. And if a guest comes right in here, you know, it's really easy to, you know, just get that over and then create that continuous flow.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. So that's why we got into this guest messaging piece. And then similarly, you know, we also know, you know, we know it's your checkout day. So when you leave, you'll see it here. We're sad to see you go, but we hope you had a wonderful stay. This is going out the night before, based off of this company's setup. If you depart tomorrow before 10, please respond checkout to let us know that the property is vacant. If that guest leaves and they respond checkout, we're going to wait 5 minutes and then we're going to say, okay, this guest is actually, and they get a message that says, it looks like you've checked out. If you didn't mean to check out, respond 555. If they don't, we're going to actually say, Deborah, you're the cleaner. We want to let you know that Edmund House is actually open.
Yeah.
I actually just asked for updated numbers on this, but in, I think it was the first 6 months last year, over 100,000 people used that. 2.25 additional cleaning hours.
Whoa. Okay.
So people were using it. I know a lot of people are like, well, my smart lock can use that. I stayed in a property and I forgot to enter the lock code. Right. So many people, we had 2 little kids. We were trying to get out at 4 a.m. to beat the traffic. The last thing I was thinking about was like, what's that code I got to put in?
Yeah.
And I remembered like 2 hours later, oh shoot. Oh, I could text and say, check out. Right.
Yeah.
So they got my message at 6 a.m. instead of 4, but whatever, they at least got a message. So, this is a lot easier than like remembering to put a door code in as you're trying to get out the door.
Yeah.
And so we saw a lot of update on that, but, I mean, if I could get 2 hours, most people could get 2 hours of clean time. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So again, it plays into the operational piece. Similarly, we know when a property is ready, you have the ability, you know, I kind of glossed over it because I didn't want to get too in there. But if a property is ready within 2 hours of check-in, send them this message. So if you want to allow people to get in early, you want to surprise and delight your guests, here you go. Here's a way to do that, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you only want to do it if your property, you know, is part of a silver level or if it's a condo or, you know, whatever. You set the requirements around this.
Yeah.
You can set it up. You can also set up bulk messaging. So if you have things like you've got to take the trash out on a Thursday for your guests, you can set those to go out. You can, you know, there's a lot of things that you can, there's a lot of things that you can do in here to like automate that and make sure that, that conversations are, or that guests are getting the right messages. You can also, roads are going to be closed. The elevator is going to be out. You can schedule those communications to go out to the right sets of people. You can assign conversations to team members. If there's particular folks that need to do it, we've got, templates you can assign, you can upload photos. We've got some fun AI in here. So it reads sort of what the, you know, conversation was and can automatically handle that. And then there's also an away responder. So if you are, you know, if you set up this away responder, you can basically say, hey, our office is closed from 7 p.m. to 10 a.m. And if you're reaching out after that time and this is an emergency, you need to call 911 or call our after hours number. And the amount of the number of people who get this and think like, is this actually an emergency?
Yeah.
Really need to call them, right? For the blender at midnight. Like, okay, I can't, right? Like, so this also sees a little bit of a reduction in those after hours calls, but they get that away responder.
Yeah. And besides the guest messaging, you also have a new service called, I didn't get the name of it. The 24/7.
Assist, yeah.
Assist, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, if you...
Does that tie in with this? Is it all about texting?
Yeah, well, essentially, Assist is a... essentially a team of hospitality trained professionals we staff that essentially act as an extension of your team. So we go through, I don't want to say rigorous, but it's an extensive onboarding with you so that we know how do you want us to handle situations as they arise.
Yeah.
We know what those interactions should look like. We know what your processes are. We know how you want things to be handled. And so we're manning all of these conversations that come in. And actually, it can be 24/7. It can be after hours, or it can be 24/7. You as the manager set what those hours are and what you're comfortable with. And that team is essentially acting as your team. And they're responding to all of the guests based off of what they know from property information and from the onboarding experience. And they are then answering those guest questions. If something comes up that they are unable to answer, or we don't have the right information, then it will be escalated to you.
Yeah.
And we have escalation protocols of, does this get escalated as in we need to contact you at 11 p.m.? Or does this get escalated to you as in like it will be a ticket that you need to answer in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So based off of the level of severity,
sure.
You will either come into, you know, issues that need to be addressed in the morning or not. Yeah. But I think the last number I saw was, I think it was like 89% of issues were actually resolved by our team without ever being escalated to you as the manager. And everyone that I have spoken to has been so incredibly like pleased with the level of service and the level of like interactions that our team has had with their guests. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just commented on a Facebook group about someone who was looking for something like this. And I said, hey, you know, we offer this service. If you want to explore it, happy to. And a client who uses it said, I actually just keep shortening my office hours because we're so happy with, you know, with what the Breezeway Assist team is doing. And I had another client who said, I was able to give my whole office staff Memorial Day weekend off, because the Breezeway Assist team handled everything, which they'd never been able to do before, which is,
yeah,
you know, which is really great. And the team works really hard to make sure that we're, you know, we're representing your brand well, because I know, that's a huge, you know, it's a huge thing. It's a huge trust piece,
yeah,
to say, I'm going to let someone else speak to my guests as if they're part of my team. And, it's not a responsibility that we take lightly. And we work really hard to make sure that, that all of those interactions are exactly as it would be if they were talking to somebody that you employ.
Yeah. And just to confirm, this guest assist is another piece of the puzzle. It's a piece that someone can just use if they want just that.
Yes. The assist piece does, it really, you need the messaging piece, because that's obviously such a component to it, but, you don't have to have like operations, in order to use that, or you don't have to use like our guidebook or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh yes. Our guidebook.
Yeah.
That's a good thing too.
I led you right to it.
Yes.
So our guide is also another product that we launched in 2023. Again, really, you know, super exciting. It is a digital mobile first welcome book. It is essentially, you know, built to enable users to have the information that they need right at their guests to have the information that they need right at their fingertips. And it is, let me see here, go to the schedule. It's specific to every guest reservation. Mm-hmm. And so when you're looking at it, obviously we're looking at this on a desktop, so it looks a little bit different, but it is specific to the guest reservation. It's got access information, Wi-Fi information around getting here, and then the specific guide. So you can tailor this both at the property level and at the company level. We've got property details. We've got We've got local recommendations, which is amazing. So you can pull in that information. And then contact information. So you had also mentioned, you know, allowing guests to be able to report issues directly. And that's actually something they can also do from the guide, is they can actually report issues right in. Let me pull this, looks a little bit better as a, at a smaller level, but they can report issues directly from the guide. Those come right in and they go in as what we call guest reported issues, so that the team can service and support those. So if we go into the guide itself, you can have different versions of the guide, and you essentially build that out. So you have different sections, you have your welcome, you can put any access information that you'd like, travel tips, and then again, a lot of different information in here. I can actually add additional sections that are important to me. I have the ability to change the colors. And so this can be, you know, aligned with your own brand as you see fit. I can upload video in here, photographs, et cetera. And then some of this information, like I said, is handled at the company level. As we're seeing here with recommendations, you also have the ability to like edit information around the recommendations. And then also some of it is handled at the property level. And so when you look here, that's where we're coming in here to these property settings. And we are able to sort of edit some of that as well.
Mm-hmm. So you could put like, you know, how to use the oven or the boiler or something.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, great.
So okay. This is great. This is also a, you know, a newer piece. Folks are loving this. You can include links to this information directly in messaging. So these are being sent out. And what's really nice about this is that the again, we're surfacing the right information to the guests at the right time. So before your stay, when you have the guide link, you're seeing information about how to get into your property. Once you're there, we're not like showing you like the directions to the property, and that's still available, right? But you're not getting like your access code front and center, right? And then as you're getting closer to checkout and your checkout time, that's when that information starts to populate. So we're smartly, you know, we're smartly starting to give you that information in the times that make a lot of sense versus just sort of throwing everything at you at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are, you know, there are also generic, you know, you'll see there's also a generic guide link up here where you could send this to anyone that doesn't have any information around a reservation, no access codes, things like that. Should you like just share that with something about this property with someone?
Yeah. Yeah. I know that there's still a lot more to talk about, but we do have to actually get going with this.
I know. We could talk for hours as we were just going. Like, we didn't talk about reporting. We didn't talk about owner reporting. There's so many things.
There are so
many. And we have two new products we're launching probably in the coming weeks. So we'll be due to have another one of these chats.
We might have to actually do part two of Breezeway because it's been really, really great to see the detail that you get down to. And I do know that there is a lot more that we've missed out on. But like I said, I've got pages of notes here and what we should talk about. But we do have to move on. But we will actually Breezeway part two.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
But just in a nutshell, I'm going to save the rest for Breezeway part two. And I am going to suggest to everyone to go to the Breezeway website and have a thorough look through, because there's a lot of information on there and they do a lot.
Yeah. And our team would, you know, we're happy to have a conversation. We're happy to walk you through. I think, you know, one of the biggest things is that, like I said at the beginning, there's a lot of functionality in here. You know, we could be everything to everybody, or we could be a part of something for someone. And so really just understanding where we could fit into your tech stack and how we could benefit your business. You know, we're happy to have those conversations with folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So just the usual questions. Why would I use your product?
Oh, man. We just were on the phone for an hour. I just told you all the reasons why.
Why wouldn't you use your product?
Why wouldn't you? I didn't convince you. No, I mean, listen, I think I just think that this is such an important part of what we're doing as we look to professionalize the industry. And I think it's such a hard part of the business. And anything that folks can do to make this part of the job easier is really important. And I think that what we've tried to do is provide the tools to allow people to execute on operations and guest experience in a little bit of a lighter way. Because we know that no matter how well you plan and how well you prepare for these things, there's always going to be 100 other things that you have to do. And so we want to make sure that, that we're here to support you with it. And, we think we just really believe this is such an integral part. And this is also one of those parts of the business that's never going to go away.
Yeah. 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 And, I love it that you just are in control on one dashboard of so many things. You don't have to pick up the phone. You can allocate a task. Everything's on the one dashboard and you know what's going on. Like an air traffic control radar. It's all there.
It's all connected, right? You don't have to be in six different systems to do what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Now, who is your target audience? How big a property management company? How many properties?
You know what? So for so long, I would say you probably want 30 or 40 properties to use the platform, but that is not true anymore. We are seeing so many people who have three or four properties, two or three properties, who are like, I don't live next to my property. I need visibility into what's happening. I really want to have, this is so important to me and I want to level up what I'm doing and I want to provide an incredible guest experience. So there really isn't you could have one property and be really targeted at this. So, I mean, we truly have clients who have one property. Our largest client has 10,000 properties. So there is no sweet spot of what it is. I do think that when you're managing a team, if you are trying to run operations with more than, 10 properties and you're not using something, you're making your life way harder probably than it needs to be. But we have plenty of smaller folks who are utilizing the platform regularly and seeing great success with it.
Yeah, great.
A little bit of different use cases.
Yeah. And what's the pricing? How does the pricing work with this then?
So we price on a per property per month basis. And it varies. Again, it's really hard I can't give you an average price because it depends on what you're buying, right? You're just buying ops, it's one price. If you're buying everything, it's something totally different. Again, it's sort of that a la carte, but it's based off of, what pieces of the system you're buying, but it's per property monthly.
Yep. Lovely. Okay. Now, is there a contract then? Are you tied into a contract if you're monthly?
It is an annual contract, but there is a cancellation policy if you're this is not working for me, but it's usually not the case. We do a really great job of onboarding and taking people through implementation to make sure that they're successful and get up and running. So.
Yeah. Great. Look, Corinne, I know there's still so much more to talk about, but I will put the link in the description below and we will do a Breezeway part two. For all the other great features that you offer. If you have any questions for Corinne or any questions about Breezeway, please do pop them in the comments below. We've just been through a lot. That was great.
So much.
Yeah.
So
much. That was great.
Thank you for having me.
Part two. Yeah. Thank you so much, Corinne, for your time.
Of course.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to catch up on ones you've missed, just head to thetechsplainedseries.com. Or if you're short for time, you can head to thetechminis.com where you'll find extra short interviews. See you next time.